Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, we've got a fun Sunday night in store because I've got my good friend from across the pond. I am talking about Tova Lee, content creator, mama of three beautiful girls. She's got an amazing husband who she just does the wackiest stuff with. You will die if you do not watch her on social. You need to, because you'll piss your pants. I'm just going to say it. You'll piss your pants. And she's also the author of Step 40, an amazing bestseller, and just released this past Tuesday her newest book called You Did What? Tova, did I get it right?
That was so perfect. That was so good.
It's not you did what? It's there's a question mark there. So we really need to you did what? What did you do, Tova? That's what we want to know. But how are you? How have you been?
I'm really good. And I'm so happy to be back on the show. It was nearly 2 years ago, 5 minutes before, the world changed forever. Right?
So that was the last time you were in studio. And then we did another Zoom one during COVID.
Oh yes, we did. We did.
We did, when we were talking about COVID life in the UK, where you are at, versus COVID life here in Toronto. And now we're celebrating the release of your brand new book, book number two. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited too. I feel like this book has come out, it's obviously, there's still a worldwide pandemic obviously out there, but I feel in that year and a half, that people were kind of at home, everybody wanted to get stuff off their chest. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it was a really good time. I came out with it. And I said to my community, hey, do you want to just send in confessions for a book that I'm writing that's all about secrets and all the things that we hide and things that go on behind closed door that nobody talks about? Are you up for this? Will you do it? And they were yes. I just think everybody was so bored of sitting at home. Just needed to get it out there. And that's really what the book is. It's a collection of secrets and confessions and really funny and outrageous and heartwarming, stories from all over the world. These are confessions from everything, from everyone. It's global. It's really global.
That is so cool. And you know what? Honestly, it's such a really cool concept because, first of all, you're going to get some juicy stories in there, number one. So there's the entertainment. Number two, honestly, us mamas, during this pandemic, we've been feeling alone and we don't have our community. We don't have our friends to go hang out with. And I say mamas, but I'm really talking about everyone here, so a book like this, I think is really amazing to have, just because you can read these stories and know that you're not alone. Maybe it'll bring you back to some crazy time that you did something. You're like, oh, this reminds me of that time, or this reminds me of this. And it also just brings a little bit of happiness into our lives, especially during this time of uncertainty, and stress and anxiety. We need this. We need this, Tova.
You're so right, because actually that was exactly the point, that kind of reassurance to know that they're not alone. I've been sharing confessions, people's confessions, for years now, because I used to have a Friday night show on Facebook called Pajama Party and Confessions, where people used to send in confessions and I would read them out. And I didn't realize that this was going to happen. But what I found out through that show is that A, people have the same secrets. And people hide the same things. We feel shame about the same things. We're embarrassed by the same things. But also that you're right. Once a secret was out there and other people were able to go, oh my God, someone else does that? Yeah. Someone else had that experience? I thought it was just me and I've never spoken about this to anyone. It really did make people feel so much better knowing that they're not alone.
Right?
Completely. So I agree. I think that the book is you know, majority of it is very funny. And I think it will give people a laugh, I hope. But also it does touch on, you know, serious topics as well. And some kind of, there are some dark confessions in there as well. And some, yeah, and some uncomfortable, some things might even make people feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I feel like it's so important to actually put them out there, you know, for the sake of anyone out there who thinks, oh God, it's just me. Something's wrong with just me. It's not.
You know what? This is exactly the reason why sometimes I will watch like trashy programming. Like in North America, we have a channel called TLC. I don't know if you guys get that there, but it's got like all these like reality-based shows, and it's like, you know, addiction shows, and you'll see someone like eating like Tide detergent pods. And so sometimes I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I watch it and it makes me feel really good about my life. And I'm like, you know what? I got this, you know, I do not sneak around and eat rocks, you know, so I'm good. And I feel that this book is going to help. It's going to help me personally speaking. It will help me feel really good about myself, while at the same time, maybe reading some of these stories and be like, oh, I'm not that much of a weirdo because this person does it too.
And I don't know, where do I even start? But again, like, this is with absolutely no judgment, because I actually am so grateful for everybody who is vulnerable enough to send in their weirdest, wackiest, you know, stories. Obviously, they did it anonymously. I don't know how brave they would have been if it was like, this is the person and here's their Instagram account that goes with it. But, you know, we've had people talk about like little silly habits that, you know, things that they do, like, I don't know, licking walls, or I don't know, putting slices of cheese between their butt cheeks, or like really, really bizarre things. And then the book obviously has like different categories. So there's a lot of revenge stories. And yes, you know, I have to say that after reading so many revenge confessions, I will never ever leave my toothbrush ever unattended with anyone who I think potentially might not like me, because the thing that people get up to with other people's toothbrushes are extraordinary. We had a lady who confessed that she had a really not a nice boyfriend who used to comment about her cooking and sort of, yeah, really annoying, and used to comment on her cooking. And specifically about her not putting enough pepper in his egg sandwich, which I think is really specific and already makes him very annoying. So then one day she just took some of her hamster poop and chopped it up and put it in his sandwich. And by the way, he loved it. He thought it was the best sandwich he had ever made. You know?
why the stories are anonymous.
Exactly. This is why they have to be anonymous. I know. Yeah, there's a lot of people putting weird things in other people's food. And obviously, you know, you touched on parenting. I, you know, my community is traditionally a lot of parents, yes. A lot of moms follow my pages. And so I did get a lot of parenting confessions. And I love the parenting confessions, because honestly, they could have been in a completely different book. And I could have wrote a book about parenting hacks. Because the confession,
book number three.
Yeah, best parenting hacks, all the ways to make your life just a little bit easier. Yeah. How to get out from, I don't know, buying your kid another ice cream when the ice cream van shows up, you know, just tell them that the ice cream van plays music when the ice cream is finished.
That's exactly what I was just going to say to you. So, and I just spoke about this on the show, like, I don't know, a month or two ago, it was like one of our dad editions. And whenever we hear the ice cream truck and it's playing the music, the kids are like, ice cream. I'm like, no, I said, when it plays the music, it means that it's out of ice cream. And like now my kids are older and they get it, but they know that I was lying. But when they were younger, that's what I used to see. And they're like, well, how do we know when the ice cream truck has ice cream? Now I'm a big Pearl Jam fan. Okay. And I know that this is never going to happen. So I'm like, when the truck plays Pearl Jam music, that means it has ice cream.
That is hilarious. That is
because, you know, the ice cream truck is not going to be rocking down the road playing, you know, Even Flow.
That's so funny. Exactly. Oh, God. That's, you see, this, I find this like genius. Like, I love it. We've had,
Yeah, I want these parenting
the
hacks
ice
that
cream
they.
van's a really good one. I had a mom, though, I don't know, a mom who confessed that she used to tell her son that she was allergic to Play-Doh because she didn't want to play with Play-Doh. And he believed her. So not only did he not force her to play with Play-Doh, he also tidied everything up after he finished because he didn't want any mess. You know, she wouldn't accidentally touch it. That is genius, right? That is genius.
Is. I think I need to develop a Play-Doh allergy. You know, you develop allergies as you get older sometimes.
I mean, Lego allergy,
Oh God,
arts and
Lego,
crafts allergy,
Play-Doh,
all of it,
paint,
everything,
paint,
glitter,
arts and crafts, it's a
slime.
category. You know how you have a tree nut allergy or a nut allergy? I have arts and crafts allergy. So that includes Play-Doh, paint, glue
Exactly.
sticks, scissors.
Exactly. You
You got to
see?
do it at school, kids. We can't do it at home, Mama.
So
Severe allergy.
sorry. Sorry, I'm allergic.
Yeah, I had to get an EpiPen for it. You don't want me to die, do you?
Don't want mommy to die.
Oh God. Okay. Wait. This is gonna be a jam-packed show. We gotta take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we've got Tova Lee on the show from the UK, and we're talking about her brand new book. You did what? So good. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome back to the Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And on the show tonight, guys, we've got my good friend from the UK. She is joining us. I'm talking about Tova Lee, content creator, mama, author of F at 40. If you've not read that, you need to read it. Whether you're a mom, a dad, you don't have kids, it doesn't matter. You're not 40, maybe you're 50, maybe you're 30. You need to read it. And brand new on the shelf, just released her newest book called You Did What? Tova, what did you do? Do you have your own stories in this book? I know you said
Yes.
there's a collection of like confessions from people, but you've got some confessions in there too, right?
I do. And I actually feel like it's really unfair because my confessions are not anonymous.
That's what I was going to ask if you were mixed in and people kind of had to
No.
guess. Oh,
I had to
wow.
actually come clean and
Okay.
own it.
So
Yeah.
now I need to know, did your husband Mike read the book?
Yeah. He read the book.
So
Yeah.
he
He
read
read
the
the book.
book.
He read the
Were
book.
there
Yeah.
any confessions that you put in the book that Mike did not know about before he picked it up?
I'm trying to think. No, maybe. I don't know. But no, I don't think so. There were confessions that were also about him, some stories on us, obviously, but he obviously knew. He knew. However, I have to say, we do a podcast together.
Yes.
And you know, like when you do a podcast, you sort of we play this game. We have guests and we play a game, the two truths and a lie. You know that game,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
So it's quite hard because every week we have to come up with these stories. So you really have to dig deep. And I've actually found some stories in my past that he didn't know, which was really exciting because after 11 years of marriage, you know, it's like you feel like you know everything, right? So it was like finally the story he's never heard. And I was like, oh, you see, it's still fresh.
Oh, that is so good. So, okay. I want to ask you, is there a confession that you can just, I don't know, that you can share with us on the show today?
Yeah, of course. I mean, let me see.
Or are you going to
Oh,
read directly from the book?
yeah, I'm gonna
Is
see. Perfect.
cool.
Okay, these are okay. So, like I said, another section in the book, apart from what we already discussed, is the sex and relationship confessions, and those are very popular. Obviously, I think it's
Yes.
the main
Those are
section.
the juicy ones.
So there's a few. I'll read a few short ones. Someone said, my husband and I were getting into it, and he reached for the lube. But it wasn't lube, it was hand sanitizer. And that did not go down very well. Someone else said, I once came across a very random video on my iPad. When I opened it, I realized it was a video of my own mother pleasuring herself on camera.
Oh my God, what would you I don't even know. I'd throw the iPad in the garbage. I don't want it anymore.
I know. There's also a lot of, I don't know if you, if this means anything, but bodily fluid confessions are very popular in this book. It's the gross section of the book. Honestly, I did not think that at the age of 45, I would write a book that has a section that's called bodily fluids, but we can discuss that another time. So when I was pregnant with my second child, I was in bed one night. She kicked me so hard, I wet myself. The bed was soaked, but our two-year-old was in bed with us at the time, so I blamed it on him. I never told my husband it was actually me that pissed the bed. That was from the UK. Oh, this is a funny one. It's okay to do a poop confession, right?
Yes, yes, everything.
I had just finished running a half marathon and I was walking back to my car when I realized that I needed to poop. There was no bathroom anywhere close so where we were parked. So I had to poop in a takeaway coffee cup.
No.
Wait, it gets worse. I then forgot to take it out when I got home and found it in the car 3 days later.
No. Imagine you didn't try to drink out of it.
I mean, really? Yeah, there was a good one. I didn't print this one out, but it's a really good one from someone from Israel who told the story that she went to a really kind of, you know, great event. It was something to do with some award. I can't remember now exactly the details. And like the mayor was there, lots of people. And she wore a brand new white jumpsuit, which is like how all awful stories start, right? It's
like you said white jumpsuit and already my mouth dropped and my eyes opened really wide. I was like, that's not
good. It's like, don't do it. Anyway, she gets up to go to the stage to take pictures of the mayor and whatever. So she's standing by the stage, the whole hall is like behind her, and as she comes back to the seat, her husband whispers and he said, sweetie, I think you got your period.
No.
So she basically got her period. Her entire like butt was covered in blood. She stood there and everybody saw it. But that's not even the worst part of the story. She then went to the public toilets to try and clean herself up. And she thought, but like every woman knows, in order to clean a jumpsuit, you have to take the jumpsuit completely off and be completely naked in a public toilet, which she obviously didn't want to do. So she went into one of the cubicles and did the only thing she could think of, which was wash the jumpsuit in the toilet.
No.
Just asked her husband like
for a jacket
or jacket exactly
and just something.
I don't know what she was thinking, bless her.
Why would you then, how do you put that wet jumpsuit?
I don't know.
That the blood did not come out, so I'm sure. The whole thing is wet and still red and white.
Yeah, so a lot of those type of stories, many of those types of stories.
So Tova, I remember when you had the release of Fucked at 40,
yeah.
You did a tour and you came to visit us in Canada and then you traveled through the United States as well. And I got to see your show here in Toronto, which was awesome. And yeah, it was right before the pandemic. And you actually did a bunch of these confessions. A lot of the women who attended the show sent in confessions for you to read on stage during your live show. And the funny part is that they were all anonymous, like they are in the book. However, something interesting happened at the show, didn't it?
Yes. And that happened in all the shows, weirdly. I didn't expect that. People sent in the confessions anonymously. And then as I read them out, you know, people laughed and they were like, oh, that's amazing, you know, whatever. And then I said, well, you know, there was always a winner, wasn't there? It was a bit of a competition. Yeah. And well, the winner, you know, you don't need to stand up, but if you want to stand up and own it, then you can. And literally 9 times out of 10, they would. And the reaction was always so wonderful. And I think the reason why people really get behind and always got behind whoever confessed and whatever it was, didn't matter, was because vulnerability is rare. Like it really is so rare. And when someone puts themselves out there and is willing to be vulnerable and be even ridiculed or disgusted, like people could be disgusted or whatever it is, I just think it really appeals to people, you know, and everybody was so supportive. It was great.
Absolutely. And like, we're both in the content creator world. Tova, you've been doing it a long time. You've always been big on videos. And I know that, you know, watching you on social, whether it be through Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you get very vulnerable at times, and you really just strip down, not physically with the clothes, but you strip down and you share a lot of personal stories or how you feel about something. And I think that that's why, you know, people love you, because people can relate, people can resonate with you. And I think that that's exactly what's going to happen with this new book that, by the way, just hit the bookshelves on Tuesday, guys. So you're going to need to go order your copy. But like, you know, for me, vulnerability is huge.
Yeah.
It's massive. You know what I mean? It's what brings us together. Because if you can show that side of you, and you can show, like, I'm not perfect, you know, look at me yelling at my kids. My house is a mess. My husband can be a jerk at times. My partner, whatever you want to say. Other people can look at that and be like, oh my God, I feel her. I'm exactly the same way. Versus trying to compare yourself to like the Kim Kardashians of the world, where everything is curated and picture perfect, you know? And right now, I think what the world needs is real, authentic, you know, down to earth people who show all aspects of their lives and don't try to polish it up just for the camera.
Yeah. And I was really, I have to say that also in Pajama Party, you know, majority of the confessions that people send in are usually kind of funny. So obviously these are things that are not funny in the moment, because nobody wants to see their mom put the camera. That was not a fun moment, you know, for sure. But they're funny, like later when you think about them, you know. But there were a lot of people who would, you know, would confess things that are, you know, they're not funny and they're hard to admit. Like people talk about feeling lonely. I think loneliness is something that we don't talk about enough at all. Yeah. You know, and actually, in a world that's so busy and everybody's so hectic and la la la, you're surrounded by a million people, but actually you feel very, very alone. And it's so difficult to admit, because, you know, people might think, oh, that's a bit pathetic, or that's a, you know, or you're a loser, or I don't know what.
Yeah. Like,
or maybe even you don't even want to burden people with saying, hey, I feel lonely, because you don't want them to feel like they're not enough, they're not good enough friends, or whatever it is, you know. So I really appreciated when people came out and talked about those type of emotions. And always in Pajama Party, they would always win, you know, those confessions.
Yeah.
Always win, because people really appreciated that level of honesty.
That because level of that is something like loneliness to me. When you say loneliness, the first thing I think of too, and not always, but I always think of mental health as well, especially now during the pandemic and everyone's like mental health has gone to shit. But to talk about that, to open up yourself to that. And there's a lot of people dealing with loneliness and struggling with anxiety and depression and stuff like that, that I think that like when they hear it and from other people, they're in some ways normalizing it. You know what I mean? And let's not be afraid to talk about this. Let's not be afraid to share. And I think that there's a real positive in that, you know? So I love that people have also input more of those serious confessions in the book.
Yeah. And also about relationships, just, I feel like you talked about social media and it connects to how we perceive like other people's lives and relationships when we see them. Media, you know, I get lots of people ask me, oh my God, your husband, Mike, he's so great. Like, you're so perfect. You're such a perfect couple. And obviously we're not perfect. We're not a perfect couple. You know, I honestly shout most of the day, you know, it's not so just to get that perspective, like that little insight into people's lives and what their relationships are really like, I think is very insightful and will be insightful for a lot of people.
I think, yeah, you know what? I think it's great. I think it's much needed. And honestly, the timing of it all, I don't think could be any more perfect. Like, I'm glad this is the second book. And I'm glad that this book has come out when it's come out during this pandemic, because we need this right now. We need a little bit of happiness, but we also need to feel that we're not alone in all of this. Guys, we have Tova Lee joining us on the show today. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more, because we're talking about her new book. You did what? Right here on The Parenting Show, Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And joining me is my good friend from across the pond, Tova Lee, content creator, mama of three, wife, daughter, author of her first book called Effed at 40. And now her second book, which, and I have to say, I'm telling people, Tova, I have to say Effed at 40 because my boss at the station just walked into the studio and he wasn't too pleased that I was actually saying the proper title of the book. And he's like, people know what Effed at 40 means. Okay. So just stick with it. We like our license.
So excited that you were saying the title of the book because I'm so used to people not saying the title of the book. So
I like to be different, Tova, and you know that my vocabulary, that word is like really big in my world.
Yes.
So I get excited, but okay. So author of Effed at 40, which is an amazing book and a bestseller. And now this week, she just released her second book called, don't worry, there's no F-bombs, there's no swearing in this one. It is called You Did What? With it, there's a big question mark.
I learned my lesson to choose titles that don't have the F word so that people can actually say. And also, I just want to say, when people looked up my first book and they were searching by the title, they got some really weird stuff. If you are going to look it up by my name is all I'm going to say.
Tova Lee. Okay, guys. And trust me, you're going to want that book and you're going to want this book. You Did What? And there is a story in this book. Tova, you shared it on social. And because I know that some of these confessions are your own and some are sent in to you anonymously, I had to ask you, I was like, Tova, like, I don't know. Is this you or is this someone else? And you're like, P, I'm kind of flattered that you thought it was me, but no, it was someone anonymous. So do you want to share what confession I'm talking about?
I was trying to find it in the book because I would have loved to read out the confession word for word, but I couldn't find it. But it was sent in from a woman who confessed that she was single and dating and doing the whole Tinder and sort of, you know, online dating thing and, you know, having a good time. And at some point she realized that she, you know, she just thought, why am I actually dating all these guys and you know, and having sex with them for free? And she decided to become an escort. And for a while she was an escort and she met loads of great people. She had a really nice time. It's she told it in a very blasé way, you know?
Yeah. You know, like, listen, it's not for everyone, you know, like it wouldn't be for me, but when I read that, I was like, you know what? Good on her. If she can disconnect like that and she can like draw the line before anything gets, you know, that attachment starts. If she's just like, it is what it is. See you later. I was going to say yep. In and out. Then you know what? Good on her. Because I guess in a way she probably looked at it like, why are you going to buy the milk if you get the cow for free?
Yeah. And, you know, there is a lot of confessions from people who, we still kind of, I think, live in a world where there's like the norm and outside of the norm. But actually, I think that that's, you know, BS. And I think that there's much more people outside of the norm that possibly just don't say it out loud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I had a lot of people actually send in confessions about like just their, you know, their relationship and their type of relationship and things that they do in the relationship that they said, to be honest, I don't even feel like this is a confession, but I'm sending it in because I want it to be in a book and I want people to read it. And I want people to know that it's okay. Like, you know, why are we so fixated on these labels and one way or another? So, you know, confessions about swinging and confessions about threesomes and confessions about, you know, living in polyamorous relationships and open marriages and, you know, and different alternative types of relationships that maybe our generation, I think I'm older than you, but our generation kind of goes, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, that's like unacceptable. It's not normal. formal. That's not what a traditional relationship is. We kind of spoke about this when you were in, After 40 was released, and we were talking about something that you mentioned in that book, and you openly spoke about your open marriage with your husband, Mike. And you said something, because I was talking about, you know, well, you've got three little girls, and how does that look like with being a mom and with your girls? And you said something to me that really like stayed with me. And you're like, you know what, P? We grow up thinking that we're girls and we have to, you know, we're going to grow up and we're going to get married and we're going to have kids and we're going to be a mom. And I want to show my girls that.
Fairy tale, right?
Yeah.
The fairy tale. Yeah.
Exactly. So here, you know what? I'll let you take over. So what do you remember what you said to me about the fairy tale? What
I said to you. I hope I don't let you down, but I, you know, my train of thought at the moment is, yeah, I want to show my girls that they can live their life any way they want to.
Exactly.
They don't have to have that fairy tale. They can have any fairy tale they want. It doesn't even have to be a fairy tale, whatever. Like, you know, you do
their journey, their story.
Yeah, exactly. I never even thought out. It's like, you know, when they say think outside the box, live outside the box, but I didn't even realize I was in the box.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's like to a lot of people, they're like, oh my God, that is not normal. But it really is. There's a lot of people that's what their relationship looks like, or, you know, the swinging lifestyle is for them, or they like to bring in a third party into the bedroom, you know what I mean? And have fun that way. And I think it's just because it's been so taboo. It's like, don't talk about it. Relationship is between two people. And if you really, really want to go traditional, it is between two people of opposite sex, right? Yeah. Things have changed quite a bit. And the norm has been, what's the word I'm looking for? The norm has changed quite a bit too, right? So a lot of the things that were like, oh God, secret, don't talk about it, you know, you can't let anyone know, are now being talked about a lot more, and people feel a lot more comfortable with opening up and talking about this stuff. So I'm really glad that, you know, you've got those confessions in the book as well.
Yeah, no, they're totally there. There's totally a bunch of those as well in there. It was important for me to, you know, to represent, like I said, an array of confessions. And what I can say is that obviously we got thousands of confessions sent in, and I had to choose. There's, I think, close to 400 in total in the book. It's not a massive book, but every single confession really does represent an array of other confessions that are in the same kind of area. Do you know what I mean? Because that was the thing. People tell the same stories. They have the same, you know, the same stories. And, you know, just going back to the box and what we said, there is still a need to label people. But what we forget is that actually we're very, very changeable and fluid. And what's good for you today might not be good for you tomorrow. And it should be okay to change.
Absolutely.
You know?
Because every day we change as people. And people come in and out of our lives, the relationships we have, whether it be with like a romantic relationship, our friends, those all change. So naturally we would change and our tastes would change. Also, as we like get older, maybe something you didn't like broccoli as a child. So listen to this analogy. You may like as an adult.
Exactly.
Why, where did broccoli come from? What is wrong with me, Tova?
But I love broccoli. I love it.
Did you like it as a child, though?
No.
See, you can change, whether it's like in a sexual way or liking broccoli as an adult.
Exactly.
Don't go anywhere. We're taking a quick break and we'll be back with more. We've got Tova Lee on the show. We're talking about her brand new book. I was going to swear right now. And then I remembered I'm going to get in trouble. We're talking about our brand new book, You Did What? More after the break. This is The Parenting Show, right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Joining me, my good friend. She is hilarious. She is amazing. She's like just a kick-ass woman. I'm talking about content creator, mama, wife, daughter, funny girl, and author. Author of F'd at 40 and brand new book, You Did What? That just came out this past Tuesday, guys. And you're going to want to get your hands on it. So Tova, you've got some confessions there. You're going to read a few more for us?
I mean, you know, it's really hard to choose because honestly, all of these confessions are confessions that mean so much to me just because I know the people who sent them are amazing. Like, and I just want to point that out, that I really do feel that this book is a collaboration between me and my community.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Such as their book as it is mine. And I really, really mean that. So it's hard to choose, but just a couple of short ones. So this one I like, I accidentally sent the pediatrician a picture of my boobs when I was trying to send him a picture of my son's rash. Lots of people, by the way, sending pictures to the wrong people. Oh God, like, you know their husband's colleague at work, like loads of those.
That
stories.
Is amazing.
Yeah. And then another one, very random. My partner and I were fooling around once and we wanted to spice things up with a vibrator. But we couldn't find my vibrator. So we used a carrot instead. Oh, God. There were so many confessions about, different objects you used.
Did they put some olive oil on it and season it?
Right. Carrots are not they're not smooth. You're right.
So and also on a second. Wait, though. Was it a skinny one or was it one of those
I think it was a raw carrot because the confession carries on. She says, let's just say it was cold. So it was obviously it came out from the fridge. Yeah, but we had someone confess that they self-pleasure with a fidget spinner. So
how does that even work?
I don't know.
With a fidget spinner, that's the one that you hold in the middle and you spin it around.
Yes. I feel like I need to do another book with some selected confessions. Like I want to hear more about this story.
Yes. What we need to do is we need the ones that you get a really good reaction on. You need to contact the person who sent it in and be like, now we need you to elaborate. We need to know, was it a long and skinny carrot? Was it a carrot that was shorter in length, but girth? Was it cooked? It was a little softer. We need details.
Carrots sometimes, if they're in the fridge for too long, they're not really hard anymore, like a limp carrot. So I just feel like there's so much to discuss, right?
There's so much. And I said olive oil before, but I heard that coconut oil is a fantastic substitute for lube.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
I haven't tried it personally, but I've heard.
And then you can have lunch, It's half a
salad. It's perfect for the vegetarians and the vegans in your life.
Salad already ready, You got your carrot, your coconut.
You're good. You're good to go. It's a healthy day. Some salad, an orgasm. What else do you want? So Tova, the book came out this past Tuesday. And if people want to get their hands on the book, where can they find it? How do they get it?
To be honest, it's everywhere. Barnes & Noble, it's on Amazon worldwide. It's also available on Kindle and even an audiobook. And I read my bits in the audiobook, but there are different voices doing the different confessions, which I think is really
amazing.
Yeah, because we really wanted a representation, of lots of people, because that's what the book's about. It's about community. So you can get it anywhere, basically.
Perfect. And is there a way, because I know that with your first book, F.40, there was a way to purchase autographed copies?
Yes, there's still some signed copies. We added some. So for anyone in the UK, it's through WH Smith. And for anyone outside of the UK, it's through Watkins Media, which are my publishers. But all the links are on my website. So if you just go to tovalee.com, everything is there.
And while you are at tovalee.com, if you do not follow her on social, you're going to want to hit up all of her social accounts and follow her there, because guys, she is hilarious. Whether it's just like Tova talking like motherhood and running away from her children, or preparing some meals for them. The COVID meals were the best when your fridge was empty and you couldn't go to the grocery store. Or whether it's something funny that she's doing with her husband, Mike, or the podcast, or tidbits from this book, you're going to want to follow for sure. Tova, honestly, I am so happy for you. I am so proud of you. I am sending you a big hug from here in Toronto to you in the UK. Congratulations. Congratulations on book number 2. And I know that it just hit the shelves, but I can't wait for book number 3.
Thank you. And you know what? I feel like talking to you is so lovely, actually, because, you know, Toronto has a really special place in my heart, as you know. I wrote majority of my first book in Toronto, and it means a lot to me. And I wish I could be there in person now, hugging you.
Oh, I know. Same here. So much
having me on the show again. Really appreciate it.
No, I love it. I'm so happy that you're here virtually through Zoom to talk to me on the show tonight. And I know that, like, you know, you wrote this during the pandemic with the collaboration of, you know, all these amazing people within your community. But that was very different, because you're usually like to escape and escape to Toronto to write. So, you know, it was a little bit different. But like I've been saying throughout the show, it's a much needed book that I don't think could have come at a better time for us, because all we need right now is some lightheartedness, some happiness, some smiles, some laughs, and not to feel alone, to be able to feel like, okay, I got this, you know what I mean? Like, or there's someone else who's like me. And this book has all of that and more. Tova, again, thank you so much for joining me. Guys, if you missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast. Just hit up iTunes or anywhere else you can get podcasts, and you can listen back right from the beginning. And trust me, if you joined us halfway through, midway through, towards the end, whatever, you're going to want to listen to the whole thing. But that is it for us, and we will catch you next week right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm Pina Crispo, and this is The Parenting Show.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.